Even with expectations carefully calibrated downward, the two-week UN-sponsored conference on climate change in Cancun, Mexico, that concluded over the weekend, wound up with little to show for all the time and energy, both human and carbon-based, that went into it. Mae Boovy, a Sonoma woman who works for Bill McKibben's 350.org office in Oakland, was among those who left Mexico feeling somewhat deflated, even as she tried to accentuate the positive.
With the exception of some positive movement on the issue of climate finance, we didn't see the kind of substantive progress that we've all been looking for. As late as the middle of the final negotiating week, it was hard to say what kind of agreement might ultimately result. The fact that a tangible outcome did emerge really was something that many parties were very pleased about.
For some observers, the agreement, embedded in an official UN document, to hold global temperature increases to 2 degrees Celsius over pre-industrial levels was the conference's greatest accomplishment. For Boovy, it was a commitment by the United States and other developed countries to put $100 billion toward a fund to assist poorer nations in shifting toward renewable energy sources.
One of the major developments in the Cancun Agreement was operationalizing a global climate fund, which helps developing countries reduce their emissions with the support of developed countries. That's some positive movement.
That was something the United States helped promote. But Boovy says in other areas, the American agenda, while largely successful, was not very popular.
Copenhagen Accord, which President Obama was instrumental in passing, people are pretty widely skeptical. And a lot of the elements from the Copenhagen Accord were brought into Cancun in a way that many countries felt was inappropriate, especially considering we have not lived up to our commitments under the Copenhagen Accord framework.
Less visible, but perhaps more important in the long term, Boovy says, was that the conference strengthened the role of the United Nations in moving the climate change issue forward.
It reaffirmed the role of the United Nations as the most vital venue for negotiating an international climate agreement. Leading into the meetings in Cancun, that really was a bit of a question. And I think that the agreement that was reached on Friday did represent the UN process playing out in the way that most countries are pleased with.
That will be important next year, she adds, when the delegates will have to act on the continuation of the 1997 Kyoto Protocols.
With the first commitment period of the Kyoto Protocol coming to an end in 2012, there's still a lot of question and concern about what will happen to the Kyoto Protocol framework. And that, unfortunately, was not roundly resolved in Cancun, but by the same token, there was not a step backwards on that point.
While the international delegates, representing some 193 countries, struggled to find common ground, the conference was surrounded by hundreds of young activists with a gift for colorful, sometimes provocative imagery. Their passion, says the 26-year-old Boovy, is something she understands and shares.
We're literally negotiating with our own future. This is an urgent problem, and we're tired of hearing excuses that the political conditions aren't right. It's time for true leadership so that my generation has a planet.
They'll continue their advocacy at the 17th UN-sponsored climate conference to be held next winter in Durban, South Africa. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.